acceptable in your sight. For you are my Lord and strength. You are my Redeemer, Lord Christ. It is in your name we now pray these things. Amen. I'm telling you right now, next year, we're going to have a cot concession. For those of us who are doing services 1, 2, and if you're here today as number 3, God bless you, I'll have a cot ready for you. Is that a deal? All right, here we go. This gospel today is just so important to us in so many ways. Because it sets forth for us the truth that he who came into this world is God. And that's so critical for us to understand. Because quite frankly, there is no shortage of alternates that are being promulgated by our enemy. Okay? No shortage at all. I mean, everywhere you turn, you hear people somehow or another denying the reality of who Jesus Christ is. You know, we have this wonderful hymn, and they tell me that it's probably the one of the least favorites in the picked list of the top 5 of hymns entitled, What Child Is This? What Child Is This? I don't know about you, but I've always especially loved that rather haunting hymn as it cuts into my heart. Because it challenges me to answer the question for myself. Because like it or not, that is the one question we all must answer. And our answer to that question carries with it then everything that comes after it. Because it gives to us the importance of what our foundation is. Is it going to be truly of God? Or is it going to be something that we've made up out of our own minds that is of human form, that is part of this darkness that could not overcome him? As I said before, there is no shortage of people and situations out there that have attempted to give us an alternate to who this child is. One of my favorite people, and I've tried to read a lot of things that he wrote and the things that are attributed to him, is H.G. Wells. Many of you, too, I think, have probably enjoyed his writings. But did you know that H.G. Wells did a top 10 list of humanity? And he put Jesus right at the top as the top man. Do you know what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that is that there isn't another one like Jesus. There's not one to compare to him. He is who he is, unique and different from all of humanity. He is and was God. As John says, before the beginning of this world. And that cannot be said of any other person born in any age. God. Others would try to have you to understand that somehow or another he was someone who would lead us into a basically good philosophy of life. You know, a rule here, a rule there, love your neighbor, don't do violence, and all these sort of things, you know, and it's all mishy-mashy. It reminds me of the 60s so much. I thought those bad old days were gone. But every time I turn around, they're popping back up one more time with the latest, here's a term, guru of the age, attempting to tell us, if we just do a few of these things, you know, it's like they say about the Ten Commandments. Here are the Ten Commandments. We're going to make it easy on you. Here's seven. Pick seven, any seven that you want, you know. And there are people out there, they want to do the same thing with Jesus when they're not willing to accept him for who he is and has been and always will be, the Son of God. And if that wasn't enough, then you get this whole group who say that, you know, he was a prophet, he was just a good teacher. That's what these other alternate religions would have us to understand, you know, that Jesus was just a prophet. He was someone who would teach us something about God. He would teach us something about God. Well, folks, oh my. He was God teaching us the who, what, when, and where of life. That's who he is. Probably one of my most favorite quotes that ever came out of C.S. Lewis is where C.S. Lewis wrote and said that Jesus Christ was either the Son of God or a madman. Either the Son of God or a madman for the things he said and thought and did. He would be a crazy person running around saying and doing the things that he did if in fact he wasn't God. What child is this? Who is this? What's a hymn tell us? He is Christ the King. Who is he to you? The most important question that each and every one of us must answer. He is either the Savior of your soul or he is nothing. Merry Christmas. The greatest gift of all has come, our Savior. Please, please accept that gift. To God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit we ascribe all might, majesty, and dominion, now and forevermore. Amen.